I'm Simon Hirschman. I'm 86 years old. I fought against Franco during the Spanish Civil War, and I am going to tell you about my experiences, and particularly about Dolores Ibaruri, or La Passionaria, the passion flower, as she was known, the woman who inspired us all, encapsulated the spirit of what we were fighting for. In my own country, in Latvia, I was very much involved in the anti-fascist movement. The Civil War already started in 1936, early June 1937, when I actually was in Spain. There are miracles, really, that I survived. We traveled on a train, and the Italians were bombing. So the train stopped and everybody jumped out of the train. And then this Italian bomber came along. It was a fighter bomber. I see it clearly today as I did. I could even see the people. They flew so low. I had all kinds of candles all around me, you know. And I couldn't understand what are these steam sort of candles. It was the bullets they fired, and these candles were all around, and how they didn't hit me, I don't know. Well, it was her popularity which created her name, La Passionaria. In English, it's passion flower. But her real name is Dolores Ibaruri. Her father was a miner. She was a leading member of the Communist Party. There were so many opposing views how to carry on the struggle. She understood it's not a social revolution of changing, you know, capitalism into some form of socialism. It's just a defense of a democratic republic. That was her greatest strength. It was a decision of the government, you know, to withdraw all international brigades, and expecting to do the same, the fascists to withdraw all their Italian forces and the German forces, which they completely ignored. That's how we had to leave. They took us by Laurier to Montjuïc. We could see Barcelona spread out at the bottom there. And as we marched along, they were throwing flowers in our path. I could see a podium. I could see it was a Passionaria there. And she said, "Comrades of the International Brigades, political reasons of state, welfare of the same cause for which you offered your blood, which boundless generosity, are sending you back. You can go proudly. You are history. You are a legend. We shall not forget you. And when the olive tree of peace puts forth its leaves, again, mingled with the laurels of the Spanish Republic's victory, come back." Well, I'm still very emotional now after all those many years. In many ways, it destroyed me. I have tears in my eyes now by reading it out after so many years.